Saturday morning, November 18th, and time for the favorite sports stories of Grantland Rice. Yes, every Saturday morning is yarn spinning time down at the Sportsman's Club, and as usual, we find the trophy room crowded with sports fans who have gathered to replay the great games and rerun the great races and fight again the great fights of the past. Their host is that Dean of American Sports Writers, Grantland Rice, who has covered every great sporting event of the past 30 years and knows all the answers, and he shares them with you these Saturday mornings. And so now let's join Granny Rice and his friends at the Sportsman's Club.
Oh, hello, fellas. Hi, Bill.
Well, Grant, what's the football picture look like today?
Well, Bill, it's another interesting Saturday. I think the big game today is Ohio State and Illinois. As I told you before, I think Ohio State has one of the best teams in the country. They face their hardest test so far against Illinois this afternoon before 81,000 people.
81,000.
But I think they'll come out on top.
Well, do you rank Ohio with Army and Navy, Grant?
Well, pretty close. But speaking of Army and Navy, as you know, Bill, they've shifted the game to the big Baltimore Stadium that can seat 71,000 people. And that's a swell sporting town Baltimore is. And think of the boost that'll be for our coming war bond drive.
Oh, that'll be fun. Take a football and kick the
action. And what's the story you have for us today, Grant?
Before I tell you, Bill, what sport do you think draws the greatest crowds year after year?
Oh, let's see. Baseball, I'd say.
Oh, I don't know about that. Counting the pros, maybe football draws the biggest game.
A lot of people go to fights.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's not any one of those. It's basketball.
Basketball?
Oh, no.
Hey, who goes to basketball games?
Well, it may surprise you, Bill, but in ordinary times, basketball frequently outdraws baseball, football, and boxing combined.
That doesn't sound possible.
Well, it's the truth. Basketball in peacetime draws something like 90 million paid admissions a year. It may not be the top sport where you live, but out in states like Indiana, they take that basketball pretty seriously. Margaret Weymouth Jackson calls this Saturday Evening Post story The Hero. Its setting is Hilltown, Indiana, one early evening just before the big game between Hilltown and Stone City. Now, as our story begins, Mr. Thomas Whalen, father of Hilltown star player, has just arrived home from his office.
Grace! Grace, are you home?
Here I am, dear, in the kitchen.
Hello, Grace.
Hello, dear. You're home early, aren't you?
Yes, a little. Thought we might have an early dinner. Get down to the gym in plenty of time to get our regular seats.
Now, dear, I'm not going to start for that game at 6:30 as we did last time. Why, we were there before they opened the ticket window.
Yes, I know that, Grace, but this is the biggest game of the year. We've just got to whip Stone City, and I want our regular seats. Where's Marv?
He's taking a nap on the sofa in the living room.
Taking a nap? Why didn't you tell me, Grace? We probably woke him up talking so loud.
Oh, Tom, sometimes you're impossible on game night.
Shh.
I won't shush.
Grace, the boy needs his rest before a big game.
Well, he's perfectly relaxed. I wish you were.
Well, what do you mean? I'm not nervous.
Oh, let it go, dear. Really, I refuse to get all excited about a silly little...
Oh, who's getting excited? Oh, I better go in and see if the boy is covered. He might catch a cold.
All right, dear.
Hello, Dad.
Marv, look. Say, I bet we woke you up talking out there in the kitchen. Huh?
Oh, no, Dad. I haven't been asleep. I've just been resting.
Oh, that's fine. How do you feel, Marv?
Oh, swell, Dad. Never better. We'll take Stone City tonight.
Of course you will, Marv. You really think so, huh?
Well, sure thing. I was terrible at practice this afternoon.
Oh, you were, Marv?
Sure, but you know, Dad. That's always a good sign. That means I'll be red hot tonight.
Oh, yeah, yes, of course. Did you take your shower, son?
Yes, Dad.
Dry yourself good?
Sure.
Doctor checked you over at the gym, didn't he?
Yeah, we got the usual checkup.
Yeah, what'd he say?
Nothing, just the usual checkup, Dad. Say, what time is it anyway?
Huh? Oh, let's see, a quarter to six.
I guess I'd better get ready then.
Yeah, I'll run out and see about your supper, Marv. Don't worry now, I'll take care of it.
All right, Dad.
Grace, Marv's about ready to eat. What have you got for him? Nothing heavy now.
I've already taken care of Marv's supper. He's going to have poached eggs, toast, and tea.
Poached eggs, toast, tea. Okay, okay, that's all right.
Well, I'm glad you approved,
dear. You can give him something else after the game.
Don't you want to know what you're going to have for supper?
No, I'm not very hungry, Grace.
You're going to have steak.
Yeah, anything at all, anything at all.
Tom Whalen, did you hear me? I said steak.
Steak? Steak. Yeah, quite all right, Grace.
Quite all right. I've been saving up ration points for a month so you'd have a nice supper before the game. It'll quiet you down.
Grace, I am quieted down. There's nothing wrong with me.
Well, I'm ready. When do we eat, Mom?
Grace, Marv's ready. Come on, where's your supper?
Now, listen, I won't have any more of this. The two of you march right back into the dining room and wait.
Okay, Mom. Come on, Dad.
Oh, it's almost 6 o'clock.
Mom, I think I could eat another couple of eggs.
All right, dear. I'll go fix them.
No. You've had 4 poached eggs now, Marv. That's enough for you until after the game.
But the boy's hungry.
Well, that's all right, Mom. Dad's right. I guess I have had enough for a game night. Well, I'd better start for the gym.
Want me to drive you down the car, Marv?
Well, no, thanks, Dad. I'll run down. He'll do me good.
Put on your windbreaker, son.
I will. See you at the game, Dad?
See me at... Why, of course, son. You don't think I'd miss this game, do you?
I guess not. Be in the same seats?
Why, sure. Sure, if I can get your mother out of here in time.
Oh, there'll be plenty of time.
There's going to be a crowd there tonight,
well,
Grace.
Wish me luck, Mom.
Good luck, son. We'll be rooting for you.
Dad?
Good luck, Marv. Now remember, keep cool out there tonight.
Sure, Dad.
Stone City may try some rough stuff, but don't let them get your goat.
I won't. Goodbye. See you all after the game.
Bye, son.
And remember what I told you, Marv. Keep cool.
So long, folks.
Well, Grace, come on. Let's get going.
There are some dishes to be done, my dear.
Well, look, couldn't you just stack them?
No, they're going to be washed. Now, you sit down and read your paper.
The first game starts at 7,
well, that's
Grace,
the grammar school game, dear. You're not interested in that.
Well, I want to be sure to get our seats.
Tom, will you read the paper and calm down?
Calm down? I'm perfectly calm. I'm as calm as a June day. I'm not of a nervous temperament, Grace, and you know it. Calm down. All right, I'll read the paper.
Now, that's better. I won't be long.
Telling me to be calm. Me, of all people. Let's see now. Where's the sports page? Hilltown faces big test against strong Stone City 5. Coach Bill Leach's Hilltown High School quintet meets the sharpshooting Stone City aggregation tonight on Hilltown's home court. Paced by Guido Lopresto, fleet-footed forward, Stone City was a decided pre-game favorite. But, of course, in these meetings between traditional rivals, anything may happen. Oh, pre-game favorite. Grace! Grace!
Yes, dear? What is it?
This dim-witted sports editor of the Beacon calls Stone City a decided pre-game favorite. How do you like that, huh?
Well, it's just his opinion, dear.
Well, who asked for his opinion? You know, I've got a good notion to write a stiff letter to the publisher. After all, I've got something to say about our ads in that paper. Decided pre-game favorites. Bah!
Dear, why don't you go out on the porch and wait for me? You need a little air. It'll calm you down.
I don't need calming down. I was never more calm in my life. It's just that this half-baked sports writer doesn't know anything about basketball. Oh, it's an outrage.
You run along, dear. I'll be out in just a minute.
Okay. Oh, I hope we beat Stone City 140-0. Now make it snappy, Grace.
See, dear? We're in plenty of time.
Well, I don't know. There's quite a line at the ticket window.
Oh, there's not a dozen people in that line. Well, Tom?
Huh?
Isn't that the coach over there?
Where?
Over there.
Oh, yeah. Evening, Coach Leach. Evening. Yeah, great fellow, Leach. I'd never been able to hold him here if he hadn't married a Hilltown girl.
Good evening, Mrs. Whalen.
Huh?
Hello, Mr. Whalen.
Mary, how nice you look.
Oh, thank you.
Looks like you cheerleaders got some new outfits, Mary.
Yes, we did. They arrived just in time for the game tonight.
And very pretty, too.
Oh, thank you.
Look, Mary, now you keep them cheering their heads off tonight, will you?
You bet I will.
Are you seeing Marvin after the game?
Well, yes. We did rather plan to drop in at the drugstore.
Yeah? Well. Well, now look, you better run along, Mary, and get them warmed up in there, huh?
All right, I will. Goodbye. Goodbye, Mrs. Whalen.
Goodbye,
Mary.
Dear. She's the prettiest girl in town, Mary.
She is lovely. Oh, Tom, there's the principal.
Oh, yeah. Hello. Hello there, Mr. Simpson.
Good evening. Good evening, Mr. Whalen. Mrs. Whalen.
Nice to see you, Mr. Simpson.
Yes. Well, Mr. Whalen, how's Marvin tonight?
Oh, great. Yes, sir, never better.
A little on edge for the big game, I suppose.
What, Marv? No, sirree. Cool as a cucumber. Not a nerve in his body, that boy. It's a family trait.
Oh, indeed?
Yes. The Whalens are all like that.
Oh, yes, Mr. Simpson, they're all like that.
Well, that's a splendid quality. I must be getting up to my seat. Good evening, Mrs. Whalen.
Mr. Whalen.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, Mr. Simpson.
Nice chap, that Simpson.
Yes, and a cool lot, these Whalen.
Now, what did you mean by that remark?
Nothing, dear. Oh, look.
Huh?
They're the Crawfords.
Where?
Smile, dear.
Where? Oh, yes. Evening. I better get in line at the ticket window, Grace.
All right, dear, go ahead. I'll wait for you here.
Hey, you, mister, here's the line over here.
Oh, yes. Pardon me, sir. I thought it was coming from the other way.
No, it comes from this way. You next behind the me, miss.
Oh, yes, I see. Yes, indeed.
Ah.
Well, looks like quite a crowd. Big turnout, eh?
Sure, it's a big crowd. Why not? This is a big game.
Yes, sir. This is the big one, all right. But I think we'll take them, eh?
Take them?
Sure.
We beat them easy. We wipe up the floor with them.
Well, I don't know if it'll be quite that bad, but I think our boys will win all right.
Sure they win. How can they lose?
That's the spirit. Say, by the way, tell me, what do you think of the boy at center?
Boy at center?
Mm-hmm.
He's the best in the business.
Oh, you really think so?
Sure, he's the best in the business.
Well, that's mighty nice to hear you say that, because he happens to be...
How many, sir?
Eh? Oh, very much, Caterina. Give me 9 tickets, please. I got the whole family.
9? All right, that'll be $4.50. Yeah,
thank you very much. It's, 4, 4 and a quarter, $4.50.
Yes, sir, that boy at center. He happens to
be... Sure, mister, we take him good. And listen, keep an eye on the left forward for Stone City.
What?
He happens to be my boy, Guido.
Stone City, did you say Stone City?
Sure, mister, Stone City. We take these Hilltown boys good, huh? Well, goodbye, mister.
Why, you Stone City. Hey, you come back here, Stone City. I thought you were talking about Hilltown.
I beg your pardon, sir. You're holding up the line. How many?
How many? I'll take 2 tickets. Stone City. Bah!
Did I say they took their basketball seriously out in Indiana? Well, just consider poor Mr. Whalen. The game hasn't even started yet, and he's fit to be tied. And the excitement grows on him as he and Mrs. Whalen make their way up into the stands. The cheerleaders are trying to outdo each other. The school bands are playing. And for all practical purposes, there are just 2 kinds of people in the world. The people who root for Stone City and the followers of Hilltown High.
Right in the center where we usually sit.
Yeah, well, that's something. I tell you, Grace, this fellow in the line of the ticket window made my blood boil. Deliberately gave me the impression he was a Hilltown man. Then it turns out that he's Guido Lopresto's father.
It was a mean trick.
No.
Dear. Will you pardon us, please?
Certainly. Oh, Mrs. Whalen, we meet again.
Oh, hello, Mr. Simpson.
Mr. Whalen?
Hello, Simpson. Excuse me.
Will you pardon us, please?
Oh, sure thing, lady. Come right by.
Excuse me.
Oh, hello, mister.
It's you.
Sure, it's me. Who do you think, huh?
I might remind you, sir, that the Stone City cheering section is on the opposite side of the gymnasium.
Yeah? Oh, I like over here better, eh? Hey. We cheer for Stone City over here. and kind of get their goat, huh, mister?
Sir, it may interest you to know that I am the father of Marvin Whalen, the center for Hilltown.
Yeah?
Yes.
Oh, that's too bad.
Too bad? What do you mean by that remark?
I just mean it's too bad that my boy Guido's team has to wipe up with the floor with the old boy's team.
Now, listen, you, I've had about enough of that
Tom,
kind of...
Tom, will you come over here, please?
Oh, all right, all right. Now, will you let me by, please?
Sure, mister. I'm very sorry about the boy.
Bah.
Tom, will you please get settled and stop arguing with strangers?
Grace, you know who that is? That's Guido Lopresto's father, that's all.
What's wrong with that?
What's wrong? Why, that fella's spoiling for trouble, that's all.
Oh, Tom, will you ever grow up?
Up here they come, Grace. Here comes Hilltown. Yay, Hilltown. Grace, look, there's Marvin. Yay, Marv! Attaboy, Marv! Yay, Hilltown! Grace, do you see Marv down there?
Yes, dear, I see him. Don't strain your voice so much.
Oh, he looks great. The whole team looks great. Uh-oh, what's this?
Now what?
That referee, that's Owsley. That's the fella that's got a grudge against Hilltown. He always gives us a raw deal. Leach ought to protest him right now.
Now, Tom, a referee wouldn't deliberately be unfair to one team or the other.
Oh, that shows how little you know about the place. Oh, here comes that Stone City team.
Yeah, Stone City! Attaboy, Stone City! Come on, Stone City! How do you like him, huh? Hey, Guido! Hey, Guido, here's your pop! Come on, Guido!
Would you listen to that simpleton, Grace, yelling like a maniac? He ought to be ordered out of the Hilltown cheering section.
Well, he has a perfect right to sit here if he wants to, Tom.
Shh, quiet, Grace. They're ready to start. Come on, Hilltown. Yay, Hilltown.
Come on, Stone City. Yay, Stone City.
Hilltown.
Stone City.
Did you see that? Did you see that? They fouled Marv deliberately. They ought to put that Guido out of the game right now.
Hey, referee! Who's the fan to you anyway, Hilltown? Calling a foul onto my boy Guido?
Yeah, well, they ought to put him out of the game.
Ah, shut the old big mouth.
Say, listen, do you want to punch
Tom,
him?
Tom, be quiet. Marv has 2 feet throw.
Yeah. Make him good! Make him good, Marv boy! Yeah! That's one! Attaboy, Marv! Two of them! Attaboy, Marv! Yay, Hilltown!
What's the score now, Tom?
14-10, their favor. But we'll catch him. Come on, Marv! Oh, shucks, there's the quarter.
Hey, you referee! Who paid you, huh? Hilltown?
Will you listen to that idiot? Oh, did you see that, Grace? Marv sunk that one right from the center of the floor. Attaboy, Marv! Yay, Hilltown! That makes it 14-13, Grace. We're only a point behind them.
Yes, please sit down, dear.
Oh, what a ball game, what a ball game. There they go. Marv's got the tip off. Shoot, Marv, boy, shoot! They can't stop you!
Come on, Guido! Come on, it's Stone City!
Foul! Foul! Did you see that, Grace? They fouled Marv again. It was that Guido again.
Hey, referee, that's not a foul. Who plays you, huh? Hilltown?
Marv gets a free throw, doesn't he?
Yeah, sure. Come on! Make it good, Marv! Make it good!
Hey, referee, who plays you anyway?
Shh, come on, boy.
Oh, he missed it. Darn it.
Well, the boy can't make them all, Grace. He can't make them all. Come on. Grab that tip off, Marv. Just one more basket, Grace. Just one, and we'll be ahead. Come on, Marv.
Oh, there's the half.
Oh, doggone it. Just one basket would have put us ahead. What a game, what a game.
Dear, you're all worn out. Why don't you go out and have a smoke? It'll calm you down.
Grace, I'm calmed down. Look, will you please stop telling me I'm not...
I didn't mean it that way, dear. Just take a smoke anyway.
Well, wouldn't be a bad idea. Look, don't let anybody grab my seat. Pardon me, please.
Surely.
Sorry. Thank you. Will you pardon me?
Oh, certainly, Mr. Whaler.
Will you let me by?
Well, sure, mister. Why not? Hey, too bad the hill of town's a losing, huh?
Only by one point. That doesn't bother us. Will you let me pass?
Sure, mister. You watch the Stoner City next half. We wipe up with the floor with the hill town of boys.
There ought to be rules against a guy like that. Pardon me, please.
Oh, Mr. Whalen, you going for smoke?
Yes, Mr. Simpson, I am.
You mind if I join you?
No, no, not at all, sir, not at all. Pardon me, please. You have a match, Mr. Simpson?
Well, yes, I have, but your cigarette seems to be lit already, Mr. Whalen.
Oh, yes. Quite a game.
Excellent contest, Mr. Whalen. Marvin is doing very well.
Oh, we should have had that last basket. We've just got to win this game. We've got to.
Oh, it's not a matter of life or death, is it, Mr. Whalen?
Not a matter of... What do you mean by that crack? I mean, remark.
Oh, simply that good wholesome competition is the thing. It doesn't really matter who wins now, does it?
It doesn't matter. Are you nuts? I mean, serious?
Well, I know you can't help getting a little overwrought, Mr. Whalen.
Who's overwrought? I never get overwrought. And I'll thank you to remember that, Mr. Simpson. I'm going back to my seat. Oh, pardon me. Doesn't matter who wins. Nuts. That makes it 28-26, Grace. We're only one basket behind.
The Baker boy shot that last basket, didn't he, Tom?
That's right, he did. But he got the ball from Marv right under the basket, practically. Come on, Hilltown! Oh, not much time left. Come on, Hilltown! Come on, Marv! Hey, look at that, will you? He fouled Marv again. Guido did that. That's four personal fouls for that Guido. Put him out! No, no, put him out!
No, it's no foul, no! You don't put the Mike Guido out!
Yeah.
No!
Well, they're putting him out. That's the finish of Guido. Come on, Marv. Sink those free throws. Watch him. Come on, boy. Come on. Yeah. That's one. Come on, Marv. Come on, boy. That's two. We've tied him, Grace. We've tied him.
Hey, you referee! Who paid you, huh? Hilltown!
Oh, look at Marco. Look at him. 34-30. We're ahead. Come on, timekeeper. Where's that gun? Not more than a few seconds. Come on, come on. Fire that gun.
There can't be much time left. Not more than a few seconds. We've won. I know.
Oh, now, don't say it, Grace. Don't say it until it's all over.
Oh. There it is. Hilltown wins.
Oh, thank goodness.
Hey, you're the referee. Who pays you anyway?
Sort of gray. You've worn yourself out.
Oh, no, I never felt better in my life. Come on, let's go home, Grace. Oh, what a game. What a ball game.
Look, Tom. Here comes that man, Guido's father.
Well, I feel kind of sorry for him now.
Yeah, this is the way of the kid. He fouled my boy, and then this referee. Excuse me. He put my Guido out of the game. How do you like that, huh? I'd like to get my hands on that Whalen kid. That's all.
Oh, is that so?
Tom, please.
Oh, so it's you, huh? Yeah, that's all. You boy foul my boy.
And you'd like to get your hands on him, would you? Well, maybe you'd like to get your hands on me.
Could the be, mister. Could the be.
Well, go right ahead.
Tom,
show,
Whalen,
mister.
If you don't come with me.
How do you like that, huh?
I'll show you.
Wheeler! This is awful. I stop that immediately.
Hey, I'll take a punch at you, too.
Hey, Mr. Whalen, stop it.
I show you, Hilltown of Felipa.
Let them go!
This is terrible, disgraceful. How do you like
I
that?
I like him fine.
Mr. Whalen, please, I beg you.
I took one on the jaw myself.
Let them go.
Oh, Whalen, you come home with me this
I got the other fellow.
Let them go.
You better hold on to him if he doesn't want another sock in the jaw. Come on, Grace. Let's get out of here.
I'll never speak to you again as long as I live.
Dad, Mom.
We're in the kitchen, dear.
Come on, Mary.
Do you think it's all right?
Sure. I brought Mary along, Mom. We're on our way to meet the gang at the drugstore. Hello, Dad.
Hello, Marv. Hello, Mary.
Hello, Mr. Whalen.
What have you got on his eye, Mom?
It's a piece of steak I cut off before I cooked it. I was saving it for you, Marvin, but your father seems to need it rather badly at the moment.
Let's see your eye, Dad.
Ooh.
Boy, that's going to be a beaut.
Did you really have a fight, Mr. Whalen?
Yeah, I suppose I did.
God. At your age, too.
Well, he had it coming to him.
Dad, it was Guido's father, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Boy, he sure connected on that eye.
Well, you ought to get a look at him.
Oh, we fixed up Guido, too.
You had a fight with him?
Fight with him?
Yeah.
Oh, heck no. Mary and I got him a date with Bessie. We're going to meet them at the drugstore.
You're not even sore at him for the way he fouled you?
Shucks, no. I made him foul me, Dad, so I'd get those free throws. Guido's okay, all right.
Oh, I don't know. I guess I just don't understand you young people.
You just get excited, Dad, that's all.
Excited? I never get excited. Well, maybe I do get excited. Huh, Grace?
A little, dear.
Look, you children run along now and have a good time.
Okay, Dad. Come on, Mary.
Good night, Mr. Whalen.
Good night.
Night, Mrs. Whalen.
We won't be
good night, night, dear.
Good night, sir.
Take your time, dear. You can sleep late in the morning.
Okay. Thanks, Mom.
Bye.
Now, hold the ice to your eye for a while.
I don't want any ice.
You want your eye to be black in the morning?
Yes, I do.
You're a stubborn old thing.
Oh.
All this fuss about a high school basketball game.
Well, we won, didn't we?
Yes, we won.
Yeah, we won. Well, I don't know, Grace. Maybe you're right.
Right about what, dear?
Maybe I'm getting too old for basketball.
Mm-hmm. What team do we play next week, dear?
Carterville. And that won't be any cinch either. And look, Grace, for Pete's sake, let's try to get there on time.
Oh, Tom.
Interesting. That was interesting.
They do take their basketball seriously out in the Anaways.
Well, you bet they do, Bill. And that's one of the reasons why basketball consistently outdraws every other major sport. Well, see you next week, fellas.
Yeah,
so long, Bill.
So long, Jack.
So long, Jack.
Next week at this same time, Grantland Rice, Dean of American Sports Writers, meets with his friends at the Sportsman's Club to spin another of his favorite sporting yarns. You're invited, so be on hand, won't you, for the favorite sports stories of Grantland Rice. Today's dramatization was written by Gerald Holland. Our cast included Grantland Rice, who appeared in person. Tom and Grace Whalen were played by Ed Latimer and Ruth Matheson, Marvin by Peter Fernandez, and Guido's father by Joe DeSantis. George Crook was at the organ. Production, Garnett Garrison. You've heard this one before, but don't stop me. It's a vital message from the government. Don't travel unless your trip will help to win the war, and that rules out every kind of pleasure trip under the sun. If you'll think about it, every unnecessary trip means that some soldier, sailor, or marine isn't getting home. And he's not getting home for the simple reason that somebody has his seat. And it probably is somebody making a trip that wasn't necessary. Now, a lot of Americans are going to ignore this message, and they'll say, well, my little trip won't make any difference. But it will. All the difference. Every unnecessary trip makes all the difference between a serviceman getting his trip home or missing out on that trip. So give them a break. Don't travel over the Thanksgiving holiday. This is the National Broadcasting Company.
Mm-hmm.